he's been in and out at times over the years, so he can stay out, put his equipment on the next day, and be a right player. It doesn't affect him very much, but we've certainly haven't accomplished anything yet. We haven't clinched anything yet, but we do want to be mindful of some players that are dealing with some things and start looking at the best way. We're not going to be dealing with rest as an issue for our hockey team. Like, that's not a factor. But rehab is, so we'll look at anybody that we think we can make better in this stretch if we need to, give them some of that time. So that's what we're doing with Toby. I'm not even a little bit worried about that. I didn't make him stronger. He plays hard. He's in probably that tough five of toughest players that I've ever coached in terms of what he can endure. And he's going to end up doing it again by the fact that he goes to the corners first and he plays in traffic. So we want to give him a chance to feel good. Just to continue, like, we've liked his games that he's in, right? So confidence probably is the one thing that he should gain every time he's in a game, just by experience, a little more experience, good opponents that he's played. So he's going to be under quite a bit of pressure on the forecheck and things like that. So experience.
Paul, in terms of position, this is my word, not yours, but your team's been in a more comfortable spot than some of the opponents you've been playing here in this homestand. How has your team been able to continue to drive and press and not look like it's sitting back or being comfortable?
Goes to style of game. The original identity of our hockey team is an aggressive one. And I think we've measured our own game well on the bench. We know when we're going and when we're not, and we're pushing to go. Leadership is the biggest piece to all of this. What happens in the room before they go out, before they prepare, and then style of game by our leaders. Dustin's playing the best hockey he's ever played for us, and he wants to keep that going. Blake plays the exact same game. Mark Scheifele, coming back off an upper body injury, has not played like he came back in off an upper body. He's in the battle. He's in the fight. He's trying to get himself ready to go. And at times, there's a real advantage, right? This doesn't happen in the NHL season very well, where you'll get a really good, tight team. And they are, right? When every point, and you saw it in games that were close, right? They're both tied kind of in the third. As we slid into the second half of the third period, every puck went deep. You know, they weren't trying a lot of stretch plays. There was no risk in their game, so they're tighter. So you do have a bit of an advantage on those teams. And the teams that we'll face, you know, kind of after the Toronto game, they'll be harder opponents in terms of what they're going to try to do to you. They're more relaxed. So we do have, at times on these last, you know, those last two games, a bit of maybe the three, a bit of an advantage in terms of being able to have the appropriate amount of risk in our game and not feel tight.
The importance, Paul, of securing a playoff position tonight with a win for this group?
Would be no importance in that. So it's... You want to accomplish that goal. You want to have that done as soon as you possibly can, for sure. But I wouldn't have said that we would have tried to play harder in our last game, even though we couldn't clinch, or harder tonight than we will in the next game if we have clinched, right, to handle the day that we're handling, and all the other things will take care of themselves.
Paul, with a team like Nashville, they seem to be a lot of extra stuff after the whistle.
Yeah.
Does the coaching staff have to talk to the players about that now, especially going back to the game against Anaheim? The discipline seems to be
excellent. The reason they're sitting with 106 is they play a playoff game. They've got themselves to a level. So after whistle, they protect their goaltender. There's always, that's part of the way that they play. You want to kind of win those scrums in terms of not necessarily getting the physical advantage on a group, but you don't want to go into those scrums and come out shorthanded. And we've done that in the past, so we want to be hard. We don't want to be pushed out of areas that we want to control. So we're going to play a hard game in front of their net. There's going to be stuff after the whistle. You hope the referees are looking at it on both sides. And if it doesn't go your way, you got to kill a penalty. But we have to play that aggressive game.
Blake just came out before. I might have missed this for the earlier. Blake came out and said, "Hey, it was all on me. I was hot-headed. That scrap of practice yesterday, that was my thing. Sorry." Is that leadership in your eyes?
Well, for sure. The other option, you know, could have blamed Ben, right? So when you talk to him after a game, win or lost, you're going to get a real honest answer. Not always appreciated, but you're going to get some emotion in the answer. That's kind of the way he practices. It's the way he lives. So he's wired up in practice. It's part of the reason why he's an elite player in our league game is that he drives every day. Get a little boil over. He accepts responsibility for his piece to that. Has no problem being honest about it. He's an incredibly honest player in how he plays, but he's also an equally honest man.
Sir Pell, just for clarification, you are shutting Toby down for the regular?
Correct.
Okay. And is your expectation right now that he would be available for a game one or that?
Yes.
Okay.
Very, very hopeful that that's the direction it goes. Again, the window is this big on all of these, right?
Of course.
It heals at the normal rate, we're in pretty good shape. If it doesn't, you know, based on his history, he's going to want to play next week, right? He's not going to like this. It's a good idea today, maybe, but in a week he's going to be going, hey, I can play. But we're looking at trying to give him a little bit more of a structured game plan.